I made a mistake on the scripture I gave you yesterday. It should have been Matthew 12:34, not Matthew 14:34. So there's a mid-course correction for you. And we haven't finished with this thing about what comes out of our heart yet. Matthew 15:17-20 in the NIV says this: the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony and slander. The poison of asps is under our tongue, whether we recognise it or not. James has much to say too about the tongue and the problems it can cause, but of course it has the root in the heart. It's the seat of our problems, all of them. So purity of heart is something we need to seek after. Purity of heart is characterised by the absence of bitterness, resentment, anger, blame and criticism. You may have a problem with your temper. You have a short fuse and everyone around you knows it. They've perfected the art of walking on eggshells. You can't always help what you feel, but you can control what comes out of your mouth and how you speak and act. Purity of heart is purity of motive. You speak from a place of purity of thought. Why? Simply because you are sold out to God. You will not allow anything that would affect the relationship to have life in you. So you find yourself apologising to him for your thought life and what you say and how you act in an unguarded moment, and he does the rest. He transforms your heart so that it's pure. Everything is relational. It's not a form of godliness that denies the power. This is godliness worked in and through your relationship with the Almighty by his power. Day after day, as you yield yourself up to him and eventually become his love slave. What you think about God, therefore, is the single most important thing in your life. The whole thing revolves around how you see him, his majesty, how you think of him, what you think of him, how much of him you want in your life, and how much you allow him to have of you. That's the sum of your journey, beloved. He is all you will ever need. And that's how you get to see him. Something to think about today, eh?